This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, before I get to my mock schedule in its entirety, I did want to just share something with all of you. Again, I don't think it's a big reveal at all, to be honest with you. But I was told this in a conversation after the show on Friday, and I just thought I would bring it to the show. And that is Jalen Lane, the selection of the Virginia Tech wide receiver in the fourth round. I think most of you know that he was a punt returner at Virginia Tech, was also, by the way, a punt returner at Middle Tennessee State when he was there. And Washington, I was told, and again, you guys knew, I think everybody understands that one of the reasons they drafted him was, you know, he had an opportunity to be a special teamer, a punt returner, maybe a kickoff returner. He did some of that, kickoff returning at Middle Tennessee State. Remember, the kickoff return position is just a different position now. It's really treated more or closer to a line of scrimmage play, which is why you saw sometimes running backs back there, you know, like a guy like McNichols back there, et cetera. Anyway, what I was told, and again, take it for what it's worth, is that he was easily their number one punt returner in the draft on their draft board. And that you can basically, barring him not turning out to what they think he'll turn out to be over the next few months, that is priority number one. That I'm not suggesting that they don't view him as a potential, you know, stretch the field guy or, you know, a jet sweep guy, but that's Debo, you know, in terms of the line of scrimmage stuff. You know, Terry's I don't think they view him as a De'Ami Brown replacement. I think they view him as a Jamison Crowder replacement. Like, he's going to be the punt returner week one. Again, barring injury or barring, man, we messed up. Not exactly the guy we thought we were getting. Number one punt returner on their board. I don't think maybe you guys have discussed this. I'm not paying attention to the granular day-to-day detail of, you know, rookie minicamp. And all of the post-draft analyses. I heard that, and I was like, knew he was a punt returner. And in my breakdown after the draft, because I did not look at Jalen Lane before the draft, I mentioned the thing that really stood out to me was his vision, his cutback, his decisiveness, his acceleration as a punt returner was actually more impressive than it was as a receiver. He's got great speed. You know, he ran sub 4.4 and can really fly. But the thing that they are so excited about is they had some special teams needs coming in into this offseason when they decided not to bring back Zacchaeus and to not bring back, or they, you know, Zacchaeus they ended up losing. I think they did want him back. But once Zacchaeus signed elsewhere and they decided not to bring back Jamison Crowder, they had a need for a punt returner and a kicker. You know, as Zane Gonzalez, as big as he was, doinking that one in at Tampa Bay, they were looking for something better. They signed Matt Gay to be the kicker after the draft. You know, I do think that there was perhaps a kicker on their board somewhere in the draft that they may have taken a swing at, but they waited until after the draft. They signed Matt Gay, and then they drafted Jalen Lane primarily here early in his career to be their number one punt returner. So if you were thinking about who's going to return punts, that's the plan. Could change, because maybe he turns out not to be the guy that they thought he would be. Maybe he doesn't stay healthy. Who knows? Because they didn't have anybody in there. I mean, they had nobody on the roster other than maybe Luke McCaffrey.
Larry Izzo was fist pumping when they made the pick. Like, he was so excited.
Larry Izzo apparently was the most excited, but so were the scouts, so were the R&D people. Now, the funny thing about the pick overall is I also believe that in that fourth round, Washington was sitting with their own pick at 128 overall, and four defensive end edge players came off the board in the final seven picks before they picked at 128. They had been eyeballing Jalen Lane. Okay, they thought Jalen Lane was the best punt returner in the draft. By the way, I looked up some of the punt return, you know, rankings before the draft. There were a couple of guys ranked ahead of him by, you know, the draft experts. But not a lot of guys. He was in the top five, you know, consistently before this draft as a punt returner. But remember, the edges, Jack Sawyer, Baron Sorrell, Kyle Kennard, and the guy from Central Arkansas, David Walker, all went. I think Kennard would have been an interesting one had he fallen to 128, but he didn't. So anyway, there you go. All right, let's get to my mock schedule. All right, ready to go on the mock schedule? Ready, Max?
We're ready. It's time.
So I gave out two games on Friday's show, and then I actually put this whole thing out on my podcast on Saturday, but this is for those of you who may not have heard it over the weekend. But it also will include some conversation about the opener, because I'm already 0-for-1 on this. Let me just mention a few things before we get into my annual, you know, ridiculous exercise of producing a mock schedule. Number one is this, and it comes from, where is it here? This comes from, bear with me, Chris in Baltimore. Chris writes, Kevin, big fan up here in Towson. I love your show, but seriously, the fake schedule would be a good bit if you actually got it right on occasion. I respect the work you put into it, but it's a losing cause because it seems for you your sources don't ever seem to give you the right information. Yeah, Chris, all due respect, that's not really the point of this. I don't have sources on this at all. All right. In fact, the idea is to do it without knowing anything, to see how close I could get it to where the schedule makers get it, to try to play schedule maker. That's what I've been doing all these years. And it's hard. It's hard. But yeah, I don't want any information prior to it. That's why I was so adamant on Friday's show that I had the Madrid thing on my mock before it was leaked, if the leak is even accurate. The idea is not to, you know, ultimately try to find out and use information to get it right. It's to do it on my own without any information. So you kind of missed the point there. This from Seth in Potomac, my guy Seth, who writes all the time. Kevin, the mock schedule is a rite of spring for me, and I imagine I'm not alone. You're an innovator. Wow, Seth. First time I've been called that. The louder the shouting gets to shut it down should be the number one reason you increase the volume. I love that you've dedicated an entire show to it, and I did that on my podcast Saturday. Anybody that demands accuracy misses the point entirely. I can't wait for the mock schedule. Yeah, that it's not. Look, don't get me wrong. When I do this, I'm trying to get as many right. I'm trying to play the Mike North equivalent. We had Mike on the show back in mid April, one of the key people involved for the last 30 years on the NFL schedule. And by the way, we played a lot of what Mike told us back in mid-April on the show. And there was some good information, you know, nothing that would have been sourced. It was out to everybody. There were a couple of implications there, and I did take some of that into consideration. But yeah, don't, Seth, I appreciate it. And Chris, I appreciate you reaching out. But the bottom line is my goal is to try to get it right and try to think it out like a schedule maker would. I just understand going in that the number that I'm going to get right is going to be minimal, because I'm not actually trying to find out what the real games are before they come out. I'm trying to think like a schedule maker. I'm trying to take everything into consideration. You know, the rules on primetime games, the rules that allow two high-volume networks, CBS and Fox, to protect some games. I'm trying to think, you know, like the league would in terms of what are the best fits when it comes to TV, when and where. You know, there are ratings sweeps periods. November is one of the 4 months out of the year that TV is sort of measured on. And so you'll see every year the NFL does save some of its biggest games for the month of November. I try to take things into consideration like what's scheduled in, you know, Landover. Last year there was an Army-Navy game. I knew that there was no way they were going to play Army-Navy on a Saturday and then play a home game that Sunday. The following Sunday. So I take all that stuff into consideration. I don't have access to much of the information that the schedule makers have. Things like, you know, what are the teams requesting? Because teams get to put in requests, and sometimes they're met and sometimes they're denied. But, you know, make no mistake, my guy Seth in Potomac, I am approaching this trying to make it make sense.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But of course, the hit rate's going to be super low, and it's not really the payoff of the segment each year. The payoff is something else. I don't know. You'd have to tell me what the payoff is. For some of you, there is no payoff. For others, you love it. But it is a way, I guess, to kind of satisfy the increasing interest year in and year out on the NFL schedule, which, oh, by the way, is officially announced in its entirety on Wednesday night. But we're going to have another announcement tomorrow. I think Fox has the announcement tomorrow. And that could be the first Sunday afternoon 4:25 p.m. doubleheader game. And then Amazon and Netflix and CBS get announcements and ESPN before Wednesday's official unveiling of all 272 games. Okay. So, yeah. Let's get to it. So let me just begin with, we now know that my season opener that I mentioned on Friday's show is incorrect. 0-for-1 to start, because at Dallas on Sunday Night Football can't happen, because the league officially announced this morning that the Cowboys are going to be Philadelphia's season opening defending champ, hang the banner night, you know, opponent at the link. So Dallas at Philly, Thursday night, September 4th, to open up the season. We also now have a pretty strong suspicion, because there's been some decent reporting on this. I'm not counting it as fact yet, but it does look like the Chiefs will be the Chargers' opponent in Brazil on Friday night, September 5th. By the way, that game is going to be a YouTube game only. Last year was Peacock between Eagles and Packers. This year it's going to be YouTube only. So, you know, that leaves us, I'm not changing, my mock's going to stay the same, but just for conversation purposes, that leaves, like, you know, you've got six games that it can't be. Can't be the Cowboys, can't be the Eagles times two, right? It can't be the Chargers, it can't be the Chiefs. So it's got to come from a list of the Giants twice, Chicago, Denver, at Minnesota, at Atlanta, Detroit at home, at Miami, if you don't think that Madrid's going to happen and that the news that's leaked is fake news, Seattle, Vegas, and at Green Bay. If I were starting the process today, knowing that it couldn't be, that it was going to be Sunday, because there was a possibility it was going to be Thursday, and I gave you the reasons on Friday's show as to why I didn't think that they would open up at Philadelphia. I just think they're going to save Philly, Washington for an even bigger primetime opportunity, potentially, or one in which, you know, it comes in the middle of the season where everybody's going to watch on opening night. Look, the Cowboys are a bigger draw than Washington even is, so they went with the biggest draw on the schedule for Philadelphia in terms of their home opponents. All right, so yeah, I mean, I would have, knowing what we know now, I would consider Detroit at home on Sunday. I think Washington's going to open up on Sunday night. I do. Maybe could be Monday night. Could be that 4:25 game. I'd be stunned if Washington's season opener is a 1 o'clock game on Fox, you know, against the Giants or against Denver or against Vegas or against Atlanta, something like that. I would be very surprised if that happens. All right, here's the mock. Here we go. So the first one's incorrect, but I had at Dallas Sunday Night Football to open up the season on September 7th. Week two, the Chicago Bears Monday Night Football, September 15th. 8:20 kick. Now, we've seen the last two seasons that week two of Monday Night Football ends up being a doubleheader. Whether it's a doubleheader or a standalone game, they're going to play the key featured game, the 8:20 kickoff game, or, you know, the second of the two that airs, I think, on ABC. I like the Bears in Washington to play a high-profile game this year. That's one of them. You know, and I didn't mention this, you know, just real quickly for those that don't know. 17 games over 18 weeks. This is the year in which the NFC's got 8 home, 9 on the road. The AFC has 9 home, 8 on the road. I always take into consideration sort of home openers and season finales before I do anything. Season finales are always a division team. They have finished with the Cowboys for 3 straight years, so I went with either the Giants or Philadelphia for the season finale. 4 out of the last 5 years, they've opened up at home, including 4 straight years, so I went with the road. I don't know if that'll turn out. But I picked Dallas because Dallas has hosted a lot of those Sunday night games. But it's not going to be Dallas. It's going to be somebody else. It's not going to be Kansas City. It's not going to be the Chargers. It's not, we knew it wouldn't be the Eagles. All right. Chicago week 2, Monday Night Football. Denver week 3 at home, 1 o'clock. Then week 4, short week in the first of 2 short week games at Minnesota, Thursday Night Football at 8:20, September 25th. October 5th, that is week 5, on the road at Atlanta for a 1 o'clock game. I gave them 4 1 o'clock games this year, just 4. Denver on the 21st in week 3. Atlanta in week 5 is the second. You'll hear the other two coming up in week five. I gave Washington an earlier than usual bye week. They've been very late on the bye weeks, including December, three straight years. I think Washington's getting an earlier bye week. Now, where this would fail is if they are in Madrid, and I do have them mocked to Madrid in week 11 against the Dolphins. A lot of times you get your bye week post your international game, but that is not a guarantee anymore. And we've seen it in recent years that that has not necessarily been the case. And some teams haven't even wanted it. They haven't necessarily wanted it, especially East Coast teams that are coming back. And by the way, traveling west from Madrid, you're going to gain 3 hours from, or gain 5 hours from Madrid time. Actually, Madrid is five or six. I forget.
I think it's six, but it could be five.
Yeah. So I've got a bye week earlier in the season on October 12th. And then I have the first of two against the Eagles. And by the way, the fourth of six max primetime games. I've already given them a Sunday night opener, a Monday night week two game, and a Thursday night week four game. Sunday night, October 19th, home for the first of two against the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. I have a feeling that the game, one of the two against Philly, is going to be Sunday night. More so than Monday or Thursday. It's possible it could be Christmas Day. It's possible it could be Thanksgiving night. There are other possibilities for it. I've got it Sunday night, October 19th. And then October 26th at the Giants, 1 o'clock. Their third of four 1 o'clock games. And then their eighth game comes in week 9, and it's a big one. November 2nd, the beginning of November sweeps, television sweeps ratings period, at Kansas City, Sunday night football, 8:20. I've given them three Sunday nights, a Monday night, and a Thursday night in the first 9 weeks of the season. Maybe I'm overdoing it. I don't know. Maybe not. That concludes the first half of my dum-dum mock schedule annually done here on this program. All right? Five primetime spots, three Sunday night games. An opener, now I had it against Dallas on the road. That's not going to happen. Maybe it'll be Detroit at home. Who knows? A Monday nighter against Chicago, a Thursday nighter against Minnesota, a Sunday nighter against Philly, and a Sunday night Jaden Daniels versus Patrick Mahomes primetime spot on November 2nd. All right, the rest of my mock schedule when we come back.
All right, bring out the brooms because the Washington Nationals were swept by the St. Louis Cardinals over the weekend. They lose 6-1 yesterday. Nathaniel Lowe with the lone home run of the ball game for the Washington Nationals. The Nats will take on the Braves tonight right here on the Team 980. Nats on Deck starts at 6:45. Tonight, we will find out the winner of the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. The Washington Wizards hold a 14% chance at the top overall pick. Bub Carrington will be the team representative at the draft lottery airs at ESPN on ESPN at 7 p.m. The Washington Capitals look to get going against the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Caps are looking to bounce back after a 4-0 loss on Saturday. Pregame at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.